We're up to in the Laws of Tzitzis, chapter 19. And that talks about the time that we make the blessing for the tzitzit. And there is three seifim. There are three sections in it. So number one, Aleph, Sif Aleph. Ein chayiv lahatil tzitzis ela betalis shereitzu lelavsho. One is not obligated to put tzitzis in a garment only if you intend to wear it. If you want to put up a curtain that has four corners, you don't have to put on tzitzis in there. Only a garment that you're going to wear, as the verse states, Shnemar, Asher tichasebo, that you are going to cover yourself up. Now, I'm talking about a curtain. You're not even wearing a curtain. That's right. Not, it's something else. But even that you don't want it, you want to have a beautiful suit, a beautiful garment, but you're not intending. You want to keep it in the closet. You want to have just a four-cornered garment, but you're not wearing it. I believe ain't a reitzel lelavsho, but if you don't want to put it on, ain't a chayiv lahatil bo tzitzis, you're not obligated to put tzitzis in a garment that you don't want to wear. Ulefikach, ha'oise tzitzis betalis shereitze lelavshoi lo yivorech klum. That is the reason why, when you are making the tzitzis in the talis that you want to put on, don't make a bracha b'shas asiya. At the time that you put in the tzitzis, you don't make a bracha for putting on the tzitzis into the talis. Why? Lifish ein gemar hamitzvah b'shas asiya el b'levishas atalis. Because the conclusion of this mitzvah is not by putting in the tzitzis, but rather by putting on the talis. Since we're saying, if you're not going to put on a talis, there's no point in putting in tzitzis in there, because you don't have to put in tzitzis in a garment that you're not going to wear. So, therefore, if you are going to put in a talis, even you're going to wear it. So we're saying, are you doing a mitzvah right now when you're putting in the tzitzis into the talis? The answer is no. Why? Because we're not sure. If I don't wear it, it's not a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah when I wear it. So therefore, there is no mitzvah for just putting in the talis and the tzitzis. That does not make a mitzvah. Mitzvah is done when you wear that talis. What is the din in section 2? Also, talis litzoydech tachrichim. A person makes sometimes shrouds. He makes a talis for the purpose of shrouds. And then, for to cover the person after death, you know. So even though sometimes you may put it on during your lifetime, you do not have to make tzitzis in it. Because it's mainly not made but to cover yourself up when you're exempt from the tzitzis, which means after death. It's made for a garment, it's made for shrouds, it's not made for during your lifetime. So therefore, it's not considered a garment that requires tzitzis, so you don't have to put in tzitzis. Havale kiksusam yuchedes lelaila. So it has the same status as a garment which is specifically designated for the nighttime, which shapotu melahatil bo tzitzis, then you don't have to put in tzitzis. Afilu im loiv shoy bayoim. Even if you put it on the daytime. If you have a garment, that we'll see, there's a second opinion, but the one opinion holds that if you have a garment which is meant for the nighttime, even if you should happen to put it on for the daytime, you don't have to put in tzitzis. And you know, this is an interesting...
Why is that? Because you can't see it at night?
Because the Torah's mitzvah was connected to seeing it when you see it. But it would be an interesting question. A blanket, right? A blanket is mostly they have four corners, right?
It's not a garment, though.
But you cover yourself up with it. You cover yourself up basically with that garment. Do you need tzitzis? Okay, but there's no requirement of walking with it.
People in a wheelchair might have a lap blanket.
Yeah, not only that. Yeah, but there is something about putting on a blanket. Now, mostly, one would argue that a blanket is made for the nighttime. It's a nighttime thing.
Usually,
but then you have people taking naps during the daytime. Okay, but you can still say it's designated for the nighttime. But then you have some people that like to sleep, you know, during the daytime. Or maybe people that work at nighttime as they sleep during the daytime. There's, we have like that also. But that's another issue. But he would say, there is one opinion that says a garment which is designated for the nighttime, you don't have to put in tzitzis even if you're going to wear it for the daytime. Now, so a blanket in that case would be considered like a garment which is designated for the nighttime. And mostly, and you know, the question becomes, in the olden days, by the crack of dawn, people would get up or so, they wouldn't sleep with it. And even, I guess, even if you do sleep with it a little bit, it's still mostly a nighttime garment. It's a blanket is made. So they say by the daytime, you don't have to do so. But
get around that.
But I mean, how many pairs of tzitzit do you have to wear? Because if you're, let's say you're wearing the tzitzit ktana,
right,
talit ktana, and then you put that blanket on, would you need another pair?
What do you mean? You need
a. Would you sleep in it?
What I'm saying is, what if you go take a nap and you have your tzitzit ktana?
Okay, so there's two things.
You don't need two pairs.
Oh, see. There's two things over here. There's one thing about having the tzitzis on you, so then you're right.
Right.
But there's another thing is, you can have even 100 piers, and you still would need to put on each pier. If they have four corners, that's independent, you're doing
really?
The mitzvah. If you have a four-cornered garment, you have to put on each one. There used to be a rabbi, he passed away recently in Israel, a rabbi. He would, because there were various different opinions about exactly, he'd have like 70 pairs of tzitzis on. each tzitzis he had to make sure that he has all the kinds of tzitzis. He had like a whole bunch of different tzitzis.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So and, it doesn't matter if you have one on, if it's the garment itself is.
That's right, exactly.
You're wearing them. So they have a talus on, so you have the tzitzis you're wearing, plus you're wearing a talus with another.
That's right. That's right.
So the answer to get around that is you take the blanket and. Round the edges.
Round the edges. But okay.
What do you mean round it?
In other words, instead of making a point, cut the material.
Oh, make it round.
Round it. That's how you get round
yeah.
it, right?
That definitely would be okay.
It's not a corner.
The other opinion, however, is that we learned over here, there's another opinion that says that there are some people that say that if you have a night garment, even though it's a night garment, you still have to put tzitzis in there. That if you wear it by the daytime, you'd have to wear it. So, same thing is with the person who is making a garment for shrouds to use, you know, after he passes away, but he wears it occasionally. So who adin kan chayiv lahatul but tzitzis, he would still be required to place tzitzis in there. He mislabish babachayiv if he puts it on during his lifetime.
The shroud, though, usually they use a talit dola, right? That has tzitzis on it.
And no, what they do, they make the tzitzit pasul. They don't have kosher tzitzis over there. But they do, yeah. But they use it, but they don't. They make the tzitzis pasul before they do it.
Because the dead person.
Yeah, yeah. Because the person is no longer
they
obligated.
Make the
Yeah.
Oh, so the talus that wraps.
Yeah, it's just the garment itself, but it's not kosher tzitzis.
So because you can't go in the cemetery.
That's right. Yeah, with tzitzis,
they
let it go.
Do they remove the tzitzis?
No, I don't think they remove it totally. They just make it pasul. They just make the
more.
They call it more than one shiur.
It's gonna be the same string on both sides.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Right.
Absolutely.
Or you can just cut the wrap.
Who does that? The Chevra Kadisha.
Yeah.
Someone's paying attention.
L'chein yatu, but so therefore, ma'achar she'lein le'nizbar elonu halocha k'divrei mi, since we have not been, it has not been determined who the ruling is like. So a garment, if at nighttime, whether you need to. If you need to put in tzitzis if you wear by the daytime, and then same thing in this case, if it's a shrouds that you may want to wear sometimes during the daytime, whether you have to put it or not. So therefore, So put in tzitzis, but don't, when you wear it, don't make a bracha. Because when we're not sure you're doing a mitzvah, we don't make a bracha. But you have to be stringent to put in the tzitzis. Finally, what?
A shroud and a kittel is the same?
No, a kittel, they're white. They're both white. No, kittel doesn't necessarily, you could have four corners, but not usually. But the kittel, and the reason they call it the kittel is also because it's made out of linen and it's white. It's made out, but over there it's. But the shrouds, I'm not sure exactly how they.
It's one and the same, just with a different terminology, the way it was used. Maybe.
Could be. I don't know. I don't know. I admit I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Nobody knows everything.
We got to double check that.
Okay.
Now, so when we're talking about, this is all has to do, when do we make the blessing? When we're talking about the time for the blessing of the tzitzit means, not when we're putting in the tzitzit, basically we don't make that time, we don't make a blessing, because that's not the main point. That's the heading of this halacha. Now, in section 3, in Siv Gimel, he says, Moichrik Sus, those who sell garments, mutarim lilvash talis she'enon mitzuyetzis, they are permitted to put on them a garment which is not have tzitzis in it. You know, today we use mannequins, or they use the different. The people in the old days, they would actually put on their own. So they'd have a garment, so they put it on so people can see what it looks like. I guess the suit or the tzitzit. So this guy's a talit. Now, the question is, he doesn't want to put in tzitzis. Let the person who buys it, if he was going to want to put it, maybe a guy will buy it. So he says the person who is a salesperson is permitted to put on that talit. Because they're not intending actually to put it, to wear it. Because they're just pretending, they just want to show the measure of the
right.
Of the talis. That's the purpose. Okay, good. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. Yeah, in a minute.
Yeah, because he actually doesn't own the garment.
No, he does own. Why do you say he doesn't own the garment?
Well,
he owns it. He's selling it.
Somebody to sell it to somebody else.
Until he sells it, it's his.
But is it really his?
At that time, it is his.
But you have to put the tzitzit.
Well, good point. Trying to
sell this. Somebody could own it and not be individual.
Okay, that's a different story. Yeah, okay, but here we're talking about
ownership. Could be a different.
Yeah. Then it would be different. But we're talking about if he owns it, it's his.
Okay.
And I want to sell it. Yeah.
Do you have to put them on before you sell? Let's say a guy makes taluses for a living.
No.
We discussed that the last time.
He doesn't need to put the tzitzit on until he sells it. Right?
That's what he's saying now, and not only that, he's even allowed to put it on. He's telling you. Without the tzitzit.
Because
he's not really wearing it. He just wants to show you the size. He's not really.
Until someone buys it.
And you want to start using it as a garment, as your clothing.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that one then.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Well, no, he can buy it and put it in himself.
Right. Well, if he knows.
Doesn't it matter either way.
But look at this one. Look at the next halacha. Aval osur lilbash talis she'enu mitzuyetzes kidei lahavir esameches. So he says the person, you know, you buy goods, they want to tax you for it. So you want the other things, you know, sales tax. Now, in some places, sales tax you don't pay on clothing, like in Massachusetts. If you buy clothes, like it's different in the other states. In New York, you pay for it. I don't know, but over here, clothing you don't pay taxes. So the person doesn't want to pay taxes on the garment. So what does he want to do? So instead of taking it in a suitcase, like to sell, he wants to sell it. So he figures he's going to put it on, and that way he's not going to pay taxes for it because it's going to be a garment. They're not going to charge him. And then he's going to go sell it over there. So he says, no, you're not allowed to then. I will also leave with the chain of mitzvahs, just to pass through the taxes. You're just putting it on so they don't charge you for the meches. Like this person tells me, they went on the airplane and they had a hat box and they insisted that they can't take on a second box. You know, they wanted to charge him. So they're going to put the hat on his head. He said, you know, I can't.
Well, that's how people. You know, it's dishonest, but people go to like Bermuda and they buy a watch
And they don't pay taxes.
And they put it on.
Yeah.
I got a better one.
And this way, you know, when you go through customs, you know, they don't know. And
it's my watch.
Yeah.
Oh, well, these are simple. They have better tricks than that now.
I got a better one.
Yeah.
A woman went to Israel, somebody I know, and she bought a diamond ring in the diamond district. So technically, coming to the United States, supposed to declare.
Yeah.
Right? She put the diamond ring on the finger, walked in the country. They didn't know where the diamond came from.
Israel has a diamond district?
Huge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Came in, bought a ring, and she bought a ring.
Okay, let's go. Let's just finish the halacha here.
But that's dishonest.
Right.
Yeah, but this is what people do.
This is what Shulchan Aruch is talking about. This guy is trying to. No, he doesn't say whether it's legal or not. He says they don't take taxes. He says, you're still going to need tzitzis on that garment. Why? Because Sharinenu Bezeis Alevisha. Because then that means you're benefiting from wearing that garment.
Right.
So you don't pay the taxes. That's your benefit. And you're intending to wear it as a garment. Why? That's how come they don't take taxes from you. Is because of what? Is because you're wearing it. So it is a garment. The only reason they don't take taxes from you is because it's a garment. You can't do that. So if you want to cheat the tax people there, but you can't get away without the tzitzit, then you're going to have to put on the tzitzit. And I guess you're going to put on the tzitzit, then it's not really going to work. You know, but all these different things now. So the question to you is, in this scenario, really, is the person, it doesn't say here, was the person is legitimately, is he trying to hide the taxes? Or is legitimately, no, I'm wearing it. You know, if you're wearing a watch and you're wearing it, I'm not sure if you came to court. I mean, it probably depends in which place. So the lady that you're saying that put on the diamond ring, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so am I allowed to, do I have to declare a diamond ring that I wear?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's cheating. But do I have to declare a garment that I put on? I mean, you know, and the people used to go, and in Israel, they have a whole black market like that. I mean, unfortunately, that's cheating, and you're not allowed to do that. You know, all these sticks are not allowed to be done.
It's the American government.
No, but they used to do, they bring in like a camcorder in the olden days, and they bring all kind of electronics, and in Israel, they used to get, you know, you buy it over here, and then you spill over there. This is all illegal stuff, and you're all not allowed to do it. And you're not allowed to not do it, not because you're going to get caught, because the Torah doesn't let you do that. You know, you know. You're not allowed to cheat, not just because
it's
you.
It's not a question of taxes, the honest.
You know how the. I forget how it goes, but in any event, you know, I told you that story about this. People were sitting in prison, and in comes in the. I guess the general inspector of the prisons comes in. Goes over to everybody, says, what are you in for? This guy says, I'm in for, they say I did this, I killed somebody. He says, I never did anything, you know. And this one says, you know, you beat somebody up, I never did it. And this one, you stole, you know, this. You know, no. Then there's a little yiddler sitting in there. He says, what are you in for? He says, well, I'll be honest with you, you know, I work very hard for a living. The kids were crying for food. They didn't have any... food to give them, and my heart was being torn apart. What am I supposed to do? I went into the store. I took some food and I didn't pay for it. So I shoplifted, so they put me in jail. So the inspector says, you go out free. You get to go out. And all the other people in the prison say, this is not fair. He's the only admitted felon over here. Everybody, we're all saying that we didn't do anything. We never did it. He's the only, how come he gets to go free and we have to stay here? He says, I don't want him to corrupt you guys here.